This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Police were involved in a standoff Sunday with a person they say could be responsible for a mass shooting that left 5 men and 5 women dead at a dance club during Lunar New Year celebrations in the U.S. state of California. At least 10 others were injured at the shooting in Monterey Park near Los Angeles, home to one of the largest Asian American communities in the United States. Earlier on Sunday morning, the Sheriff's Department said it did not know whether the attack was racially motivated. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris said the White House will provide full support to authorities in California as police search for the gunman. She turned her attention to the shooting at another event in the U.S. state of Florida.
I do want to address the tragedy of what happened in my home state in Monterey Park, California. A time of a cultural celebration. And yet another community has been torn apart by senseless gun violence.
The vice president was speaking at an event in Florida's capital commemorating the 50th anniversary of the U.S. Supreme Court's decision in Roe versus Wade. People across China are ringing in the Lunar New Year. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
All over China, people are gathering at temples, welcoming the Year of the Rabbit and praying for good fortune. The festive celebration marks the biggest of its kind for years as families reunite and large public gatherings are allowed again after the government lifted its zero COVID policy. According to China's Center for Disease Control, mass movement of people during the new year may cause the virus to spread, but a spokesperson says a large-scale outbreak is unlikely since about 80% of the country's 1.4 billion people were infected during the recent wave. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Russian Parliament Speaker has warned countries supplying Ukraine with more powerful weapons are risking their own destruction. The message follows new pledges of armored vehicles, air defense systems, and other weapons for Ukraine's military, but not the battle tanks that Kyiv requested. Russia's State Duma chairman said Sunday the West could expect a, quote, global tragedy that would destroy their countries, end quote, if they continue to supply Ukraine with powerful weapons. Somalia's government says 5 civilians were killed when al-Qaeda-linked extremists stormed a regional government office in the capital. The founder of an ambulance service told the Associated Press his team collected at least 16 wounded people from the scene at Sunday's attack. A staff member at the Banadir Regional Administration headquarters said the attack began with a suicide bombing before gunmen entered and exchanged fire with security guards. The staffer says security forces rescued most of the people inside the building. The Al-Shabaab extremist group claimed responsibility for the assault. New Zealand's ruling Labor Party on Sunday selected Chris Hipkins to replace Jacinda Ardern as its leader and the 41st prime minister of the country. Hipkins was the only nomination for the job, and his confirmation in a party meeting on Sunday, known as the Labor Caucus, was largely a formality.
This is the biggest privilege and the biggest responsibility of my life. I am energized, excited by the challenge that lies ahead.
Hipkins' appointment to the top job followed the surprise resignation on Thursday by Ardern. Hundreds of people gathered on the lawn of Elvis Presley's estate in the U.S. city of Memphis in Tennessee on Sunday to pay their last respects to his daughter, Lisa Marie Presley. AP correspondent Margie Zaraletta reports.
That's Billy Corgan performing at Lisa Marie Presley's funeral at Graceland. Alanis Morissette and Axl Rose also performed. Presley died January 12th. Her mother, Priscilla Presley, read a poem that her daughter had written.
She knew that I loved her. I fear I'll never touch her, but the old soul is always with me. She doesn't drift above.
Lisa Marie was laid to rest at Graceland's Meditation Garden, where her father and her son are buried. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
Lisa Marie Presley is Elvis Presley's only child. She died at age 54 after being rushed to the hospital for cardiac arrest. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.